Friday evening. It is the end of another week of hard work for most of the people in Harare, the capital city of Zimbabwe. Some will rush home to relax, but others will prepare to spend the night at their favorite night spot. Others, though, will go out to look for the Bira ceremony, an all-night music party. The music is provided by the man they call the Lion of Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo. Private cars and public transport which carry people to their homes move to the music of Thomas. The conversation on the buses is wrapped and packaged with the bass, rhythm, lead guitar and the mpira instrument. But most importantly, the gravelly voice of Thomas Mapfumo talking of love, peace and harmony. Thomas Mapfumo's music is called Chimurenga, meaning struggle for liberation. Zimbabwe as a nation was born out of a protracted armed struggle fought by the African nationalists against the Rhodesian settlers led by Ian Smith. Thomas Mapfumo did not fight with guns and bombs, but used the spiritual music of the Shona people to carry the message of freedom and liberation. For all his efforts, Thomas was detained and his music banned from the airwaves. Independence came to Zimbabwe in 1980. Nearly two decades later, the common people of Zimbabwe still await the deliverance of a better livelihood, as promised by the politicians. And Thomas has composed a Chimurenga song.
It is quite an interesting tune. It's about the guy who was out there, fighting the war. When he used to tell his friends that back, home, he had lots of, he was a rich man back home. But when they got back, they found out that this man had nothing. He was just a poor man. So actually, he was just lying.
The song has been banned on radio, just like his previous hit Corruption, which was banned in the 1980s. The song's criticism of the government's involvement in corrupt practices was too close to the bone for the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe's government. This government was made up of mostly former freedom fighters. Today, that government is still in power, and many people believe that the new song Zvataka Bva Kuhondo is actually talking about the false promises made by the politicians.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of things that, you know, actually people were promised and they never got those things till today. And they are actually wondering where those things are now. But there are a lot of things like you remember in the first place when our government took power, they were promising something like free education, and there's no free education in this country. There's no free education, and there are a lot of other things that actually people have been promised, like the land itself. We have a lot of people who are sleeping in the streets. They don't have accommodation. And if you talk of independence to those people, to them, it's independence, it's quite a strange word to them, yes.
Thomas Mapfumo's consistent voice in the struggle for justice and the courage to speak out his mind in the face of a somewhat intolerant government has endeared him to many people. They see him as a true fighter for the common people. He sees himself only as a spokesman.
Everyone is free to do whatever he wants in this country. This is a free country. Yes. Nobody is opposing the government. This is our government. But there are some certain things that when we go wrong, we actually have to recorrect them, right? So In our music, we include that. And this music is for the poor people, those who cannot speak for themselves, and the music is there to speak for them.
After a Thomas Mapfumo show, the people will have gone through a spiritual experience. The next Monday will be back to work, but who cares? Because Friday will come again and the lion will roar yet again. Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.